Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. We begin the day with some English Capital One Cup soccer. It's Liverpool at Chelsea, 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time on beIN Sports. This is the second leg in a two-game home-and-home semi-final between Liverpool and Chelsea. The first game ended 1-1, but because it was in Liverpool, Chelsea comes into this game with a slight edge. Liverpool will need to score at least one goal and can advance with a win or a tie with more than one goal involved. The winner moves on to play either Tottenham or Sheffield United in the finals. The NHL returns from its All-Star break with 11 games. The national game is the Tampa Bay Lightning at Carolina Hurricane, but I don't trust the Hurricanes will have enough to make it worth watching. Instead, I'll be interested in seeing the New York Rangers at New York Islanders 7 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. Not only are games between these local rivals almost always exciting, but if the game isn't postponed by the snow, the atmosphere should be special. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers travel to Detroit to play the Pistons at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBA TV. Things change fast in the NBA, but when the music stops, more than any other sport, the teams at the top are almost always the teams that were expected to be there before the season. It's very predictable. The Pistons were not expected to be good, and then they weren't. And then they were, but now, having lost their point guard for the season to an Achilles tear, they may not be good anymore. The Cavs were expected to be good, and then they weren't, and now they look good again. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, there's some more Australian Open tennis. You know the deal by now, when I have my act together and record this podcast the day before, I don't actually know who is going to be playing. Look on ausopen.com to find the schedule. You can find more of me on the web at dearsportsfan.com. Send me questions about sports to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.